A warm front is positioned to our southwest. It's having difficulty working its way through our area. Despite this and clouds and fog in spots, temperatures are still quite mild for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s to near 60 this afternoon. To our west, this front has made progress, and through portions of western New York, in the Buffalo area, even around Rochester, temperatures today have climbed well into the 60s to around 70 degrees. That is some springtime warmth here, and we're just about a week or so away from the beginning of the winter season. And as we move on through tonight, that warm front will continue to try to work its way through. But at the same time, a cold front will work in from the west, and that cold front will catch up to the warm front. So basically, we'll have cloudy skies and an increasing chance for rain through the late day and nighttime hours. Rain is likely through this evening, and at some points, the rain will be heavy, and there's even the chance that we have a few rumbles of thunder as we go through the evening hours through about midnight or so. Following that, we will still have some lingering showers as the front pushes off to the east. It'll be a breezy night, with temperatures running mainly in the 40s and low 50s across New York and western New England. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will continue to push off to our east. We'll see a slight cool down. The cool down will be gradual as the week works along. Temperatures tomorrow will still be up into the 40s and lower and mid 50s. Not too far off of where the lows will be tonight. We'll have clouds mixed with sunshine. The brightest weather will be across the south. It'll be cloudier across the north, where showers are likely from time to time through the day. From the capital region on south, a shower or two is possible early, but we'll tend to see drier weather build in as the day moves along. And it will be another breezy day. We'll have wind gusts out of the west at times up around 20 to 30 miles per hour. Moving into Wednesday, we will settle things down with mainly sunny conditions. It will be on the cooler side, but still mild for this time of year, with temperatures running in the 40s. Another weather system comes our way on Thursday with another chance at some rainfall. And as we head towards the end of the week, into the weekend, it looks like we will finally chill down to more wintry-like levels as we approach the beginning of the winter season. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, rain will be heavy at times this evening with some rumbles of thunder possible, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, showers likely. Rain will be heavy at times this evening, with a few rumbles of thunder possible, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers likely. Breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, showers likely. Rain will be heavy at times this evening, with a few rumbles of thunder possible, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of morning showers, breezy, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, showers likely. Rain will be heavy at times this evening, with a few rumbles of thunder possible, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of morning showers, breezy, high in the 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the 40s, and on Thursday, cloudy with showers likely, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.